This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, live at First International Bank and Trust today. And we are welcoming more of your calls, questions, and comments to find out what's on your mind. Joined our conversation with Senator Hovind. He has played a very instrumental role in this tax reform deal, and I tell you, I want to see what's going to happen. You know, all the people that are saying, well, you know, well, this will happen, that will happen. Well, we've tried not having it. And honestly, it's caught up to us in the Obama years, mainly because of so much more spending. There'd be less of that in the Trump years, but nonetheless, why have all those investments parked overseas? Why not see what can happen here? You know, again, I really don't see a downside to this. Now, I guess you could say, well, yeah, the deficit is going to balloon. No, it's not. If you don't spend like crazy people. You know, what happened after the Reagan years is all that revenue came to the Treasury. It worked. The tax reform worked. And then it was spent. It always does. I believe we need a constitutional amendment to balance the budget. I really do. We came very close to that in the 90s. I'm trying to remember the exact time frame of that in the 90s. But guess who voted against it? Was the deciding vote. Byron Dorgan. Yeah. Even Ken Conrad, Mr. Budget Hawk, who now is against this deal. You know, it's the swamp. It's the absolute swamp. But folks, this is a big deal. This is a really big deal. And the fact that they included taking the legs out from underneath the Obamacare in it as well. Coverage doesn't go away, but the mandated tax goes away. It is absolutely huge. So we're going to talk more about that, and I'm getting lots of feedback on my suggestion that folks call Senator Heitkamp. And good, bad, and indifferent, we'll talk a little bit about that, too. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with the chair of the Department of Radiology at UND, Ed Fogarty, about an event coming up. It's a fundraiser, but also it's a fundraiser to help veterans. And veterans have been helped in enormous ways by hyperbaric oxygen treatment. And for some reason, the medical community frowns at this, and the insurance companies won't pay for it. So, yet it's life-changing medical treatment. What gives? We're going to dig into that a little bit today. All that and more straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. Your calls, 258-0550, 258-0550. Your emails, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, comes right into us. My email, if you want to email me 24/7, is just scotth@flagfamily.com, or you can text me, 367-2054, 367-2054. Brittany Leonard is here, and Brittany is a cash management representative with First International Bank and Trust. How are you, Brittany?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
We're broadcasting live at First International Bank and Trust in Bismarck today, right behind their big, beautiful, new, under-construction tower/landmark.
Yeah.
That is a... When is it opening again? When is it, you know, roughly?
We should be operating out of the new building in March.
In March, yeah. Yep. So early in 2018. Yeah, yes. It's been fun to watch come up. It really has been neat. What do you do here, Brittany?
I do cash management and a little bit of business development, business deposits. I work a little bit with the businesses to get them set up for ACH wires.
What is ACH? For the credit cards?
Well, we do credit cards too. We do ACH, which is
Is that for the tax stuff?
No, not for tax.
See, I don't know. These acronyms, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a wire. It's quicker than wire, ACH, and then, you know,
quicker
payroll.
Quicker than wire, okay.
Payroll services is ACH, so we could do batches, get them set up on the back end, and then we do credit card processing as well. We work with a third-party processor, so...
Fantastic. Yeah. Wow, you do a lot. That's great. And you have a big party coming up, I understand.
We do. We have a big holiday open house on December 14th, starting at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We will be doing a hot chocolate bar, giving away gifts, doing Christmas cookies all day. So come on in and see us.
That's awesome. So, again, the date, 14th of December.
Yes.
When to when?
9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And tell them where you're at here behind the big tower.
Yes, we are right next door, right to the north of the tower.
1533 North 12th Street. Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you.
You've had fun chatting with all the good folks at First International Bank and Trust today on What's on Your Mind. Steve in Greenbush, Minnesota. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, bringing back all the funds from overseas, all the corporate money, the $3.5 trillion, supposedly. The problem with that is you're gonna have inflation because too many dollars chasing too few goods always creates inflation.
So you're saying you agree a lot of this money is going to come back here, but there's going to be so much money chasing so many different deals, building buildings, hiring people, doing things that you're going to have an inflation problem.
Absolutely.
Now I had a call yesterday. Said no, that money's coming back. They won't bring it back. My answer would be, whether that person was right or whether you're right, why wouldn't we want to try it? I mean, I don't think we don't reform taxes because we're concerned the economy is going to rev too much and have an inflation problem. Then, you know, we have measures to employ to keep that in check as well, right? I mean, it'd be better than
absolutely.
This anemic growth.
What happened to the idea of going to a postcard and simplifying the tax thing? Because the way they're doing it is just as complicated as it used to be.
I don't know if that is accurate. I know that that's being said, and I think it did get a little more complicated than we like. But I think as far as, you know, understanding, okay, here's what I paid in, here's what I get back, here's, you know, I think it's still postcard material. It certainly is in the House. Kevin Cramer takes it all around. I think they added one more bracket, but I don't think that's accurate yet, that it's all that much more complicated. Everything Washington does is gets more complicated than we like, but it's a lot better than what we have. Does that make sense?
Well, anything's better than what we had. I mean, okay, well, one other question I have. When are they ever going to do anything about the IRS having gone after these conservative groups and not giving them their tax exempt statuses and those sort of things?
It's a good question. As I recall, the Justice Department claimed there wasn't enough to follow at least one of those cases. And didn't do anything with it. I think we have a severe swamp problem at the Justice Department. I think there is an internal battle going on at the Justice Department where you've got maybe a handful of folks that are, you know, recognize Donald Trump as president and that we should be, taking our cues from him as president and his directives and what he wants and what his leaders within the Justice Department want for the Justice Department and the FBI. But I'm not so sure they are. Not so sure they're doing it, Steve. So I don't disagree with you one bit. That's a good question. Thanks for the call, though. 800-228-0550. Somebody said, well, let me just read it to you. This is regarding Heidi Heitkamp. And my suggestion that all of us, call her and ask her to vote for tax reform. Someone replies, she won't vote for it. Her ego is way too large. Turn off your rational thinking if you think she will vote for what North Dakota people want. Okay. Again, I believe if more North Dakotans called Heidi Heitkamp about this issue than anything else, she would find a way to vote for it. Not when it's already going to pass, before then. Okay? I think she knows politically she needs to vote for this to have any chance to win. I still don't think it'd be enough to have her win. I think some people will appreciate it. If she votes for this and defies her leadership, she will rightfully be able to say, I bucked the leadership and I wanted the tax. I didn't like everything in it, but I'm going to vote for it because I think we need to get our economy going. And I think North Dakotans will win more than they'll lose in that. That's what she would say. I don't think a year from now, that means she gets another term, because I think North Dakotans have seen too much of Heidi Heitkamp saying one thing and then doing something very different. And one vote doesn't change that. But this is a big deal. So, in my mind, if you want it to pass, she works for you. What harm is there in a phone call to her? I have some data to back up my assertion that she would do this. And that data is, I remember being on the air when there was a big gun control push by the Obama administration very early on. Big, okay? And Obama and the ilk wanted, you know, this gun legislation, grab some more guns. And her phones melted. We know from inside sources her phones went berserk. They saw a level of calls they'd never seen before, and guess what? She voted against Obama. And the deal got killed. So she's capable. That, to my knowledge, is the only time she's really bucked the administration on anything that mattered. Was that time. So what harm is there a call? She got an office in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, Dickinson. Go down to the office. Tell her. Call her direct D.C. number, 202-224-2043. It's painless. She works for you, folks. Tell her what you want. It doesn't work the other way around. Will she listen? We'll find out. But what harm is there in a phone call? If I'm wrong, tell me. 258-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? That's the name of the program for a very important reason, folks. We want to know. 800-228-0550 from the lakes of Minnesota to the beautiful Badlands, all the way up to our Canadian neighbors, South Dakota, Montana. We appreciate the fact you're listening, whether that's right here, where that radio dial is at, AM 1100, the flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Maybe it's 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, or KLTC in Dickinson, or KTGO, Tioga, Watford City, Williston, or online anywhere. You know, if you go on vacation, if you go south for the winter, bring your phone along, get the iHeartMedia app, and, you know, put KFYR in there. We have the Flag Family app, too, and it works great. One button, and you're listening wherever you are. Fabulous. I listen to it a lot when I'm within earshot of the radio because it's just easy. I don't miss what I'm listening to in the kitchen when I go to the car. So do that, would you? You can call us at 258-0550. You can text me at 367-2054. And don't forget, 24/7 comments for the air or off the air, 855-200-1776. Extension 1. We're at First International Bank and Trust today. Tomorrow, I might try to get to that Million Cups event. Senator Hovind's going there, too. He told me during a break, so I might check that out. Greg Tavine has an event called 1 Million Cups in Emerging Prairie, and they've done this. And it's entrepreneurs, and they get up, and they take, I think, the top 30, give like a one-minute mini TED Talk tomorrow. 9:15, Emerging Prairie, doing that at Island Park Stage in Fargo. So we might check that out. Thursday, from the Thanksgiving dinner table, we're broadcasting live. John Gottfried, by the way, tomorrow, and also Congressman Kevin Cramer, too. So we got a lot going on, but might just be down there. And then on Friday, Steve Hallstrom is in for me. I am on dad duty. I promised our youngest daughter, Haley, that I would shop with her. So I'm going to be shopping with her. She wants to start like at 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning or something. So we're just going to be shopping all day. I'll check in during the show. But my friend and business partner, Steve Hallstrom, is going to be in that spot. He hosts our Need to Know morning show on AM 1100 The Flag. So he'll be in that chair. And then next week, I'm in New York City all week, as you know. We're looking to do the show Friday in New York. We've got a great round of guest hosts for you that'll be joining. Monday, Jeff Simon. Tuesday, Kelly Armstrong, Senator Kelly Armstrong, state party chair for the North Dakota GOP. Ron Ness on Wednesday. Ron told me he was going to New York with me, and he said, we must go to New York City next year. So, all right. I'm counting on it. You and Becky, you come along with us. Gary Amleth on Thursday, the former Republican Party chairman. And then I'll be in New York City on Friday. So that's just a little preview of what we got coming in the coming days. We are brought to you today in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons right here in Bismarck. Love our good friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Home of the Little Plumber. They've been doing good work for how many decades? Well, they're in their second decade. Their second century. A lot of decades. Incredible. That's right. They're over 100 years old now. And what I love most is the amount of money they are saving for businesses. About 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains, they're maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems. And they have this link service that gives you incredible cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. So if you're a building owner, business owner, call them. 223-3393. If you're looking at that bottom line, and next year, what am I going to do? Oh, I don't know. That'll allow you to do it. Gary in Sturgis, South Dakota. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I guess we didn't need to tell you what happened in Elmhurst, South Dakota. And you know something? There was one of our former legislators, a state senator by the name of Paul, and his last name is spelled S-Y-M-E-N-S. I don't know how to pronounce the last name, but anyhow, he was saying on the radio down here in South Dakota that he was afraid that maybe your friends down in Texas would go out of business or go bankrupt, and then he asked the question, well, who would be responsible for the cleanup and for the
Gary, you're giving me more story than I can deal with here. Let's just start with your premise that
not fake news, sir.
I didn't say it was fake news.
Let's
talk about the reality. You're saying, well, it happened. Well, what happened?
Well,
a pipeline leaked.
210,000 gallons of oil, what shale was that? Was that the Bakken Shale, or was that the Canadian Shale?
Well, it was a Keystone XL pipeline, so I assume it was the Canadian tar sands oil that's going down there. And second of all, there was a spill much bigger. that happened on agriculture land north of Tioga, and it was an old pipeline, and it was a PHMSA-regulated pipeline, meaning the federal government had a jurisdiction over it. They dropped the ball on oversight and everything else, so it was a federal problem. But meanwhile, the company, Tesoro, is cleaning up that land. It's going to be put back into production. So the spill happened where it happened. It's not good for that farmer, but he'll be compensated. That land will be brought back. The point is
this.
He's
only half a mile away. He's quite a ways. He's far enough to where it's not really going to affect him, but he was asking about it. But then, too, your MDU, your Montana Dakota Utilities Company there in Bismarck, runs natural gas through this area in the northern Black Hills area. And, well, yeah, they've been here for 70 years, and they haven't had a spill or they haven't had a leak.
Well, I know. I mean, the spills are rare. You're making my point, Gary. Spills are very rare. 99.9% of anything put in a pipeline in one end gets to the other end safely, okay? Do pipeline spills happen? Yeah. Do car accidents happen? Yes. Do we stop driving cars? The point is you clean it up. Whoever's responsible, they're held responsible. That's one of the great things about the Dakota Access Pipeline. All this new technology is in this $4 billion pipeline. They have more sensors in more locations. So, you know, look, this gotcha game that's going on from the anti-pipeline people makes me sick. You know, don't give me your propaganda. I don't need it. And if you think South Dakota is the sky falling and what's happened down there, then let me introduce you to the Jensens in Tioga, North Dakota. Go ask them about the situation up there. It was their farmland that was taken out of production. Ask them if they've been treated fairly. Ask them if the company's done everything. Have they compensated them? Has it been a, you know, would you want it to happen? No. Do you want a car accident to happen? Of course not. You don't want a car accident to happen. But they happen. And when they happen, you hope the seatbelt's on, the airbag goes off, and there's safety precautions. Don't give me your gotcha games. It's like third grade. John in Aberdeen, what would you like to talk about? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. I was wondering if you heard about this recent thing that happened with the Roy Moore case. Three witnesses have just come forward about the waitress's accusations in the old Hickory House restaurant. Have you heard of that?
I haven't. I heard about her, you know, forging the yearbook thing, and I kind of checked out on the whole Roy Moore thing when I heard that, because I thought, there you go. I mean, and Gloria Allard, I wondered when she got involved. You just don't know who to believe, but so these three are backing up his story, not hers?
Right, yeah, these are credible witnesses. Two waitresses that worked there at the same time, this waitress that accused Roy at the same time worked there at the same year and same time, and also a policeman or a sheriff.
Wow, very interesting, John. Very, very interesting. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Bottineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Pfeiffer's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Pfeiffer's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
National Bank of Trust, our location today. Got a caller who wants to talk about the pipeline thing. Get to that in a minute. We still have our guest from UND Radiology Department to tell you about game-changing, life-changing hyperbolic oxygen treatment. It's amazing what this treats, and I know a friend personally who benefited from it. I'll tell the story when we chat with the guest. They have a fundraiser coming up for the veterans that are benefiting from this. There are many veterans who get this treatment, who can't get it from the VA, can't get it anywhere else, and we need to help them. We really need to help them because the treatment is life-changing, but the VA says you can't have it. Blue Cross Blue Shield says you can't have it. Healthcare, institutions are not big on it, so it's something we need to spend a little time on. We really do. But before we do anything, I got to have another conversation with my friends from First International Bank of Trust. I'm in the shadow of this beautiful tower going up in Bismarck, and getting a chance to talk with some of the folks here, including Dean Theory, who is a vice president in the mortgage loan office here at First International Bank of Trust. I want to ask you about first-time home buyers, Dean. Probably a lot of people within the sound of my voice, they rent, they write a check every month, and they get nothing back other than a place to stay for 30 days.
That's right.
Rather than a piece of the rock, right? And right. And a home and a mortgage and some wealth. How do you help people get into a home for the first time?
Well, I'll tell you what, first-time home buyer in North Dakota is the best in the whole country. They do have a lot of assistance programs, very good interest rates. So what we do here is we get free pre-qualifications, let them know what payments are, see if there's any pitfalls that we need to fix, and then fit them in with a program. They have several different programs over there. We can do FHA, VA, conventional, rural development, all of the programs that are out there, we deal with them here. But first-time homebuyer really gives people a lot of assistance. It's kind of surprising how much. People are really surprised when they see how little they need down and what their payments can actually be.
So you look at a lot of appraisals when you're looking at a mortgage. How much is a home worth? How many do you remember that go backwards, right?
There are a few, but it doesn't happen very often.
One half of 1% or something, right?
Very, very seldom.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, so folks, these the grow in value, and you live in a place where the economy is booming and housing is in the demand, and if you buy it right and build it right, you can have a nice little nest egg there. So people really should consider this when you think about the incentives that are there for them to get in on.
Definitely there are many incentives. Still the tax incentives, things like that. But still, with first-time homebuyers assistance, it's very hard to find things that can beat it. There really aren't any that I think that can beat that program. So we do a lot of those. And again, free pre-qualification, I can't stress that enough because there's certain things that you just don't understand, certain questions you have that I'd like to tell you about. And so it's always best to contact us first, get yourself pre-qualified, and we can get the best program right from there.
That costs you nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
What number should they call you?
They should call me at 751-8507. Comes right to my desk.
751-8507. First International Bank of Trust, right here in Bismarck. And soon, you're going to have a beautiful view.
Yes, it's going to be real nice. We're excited for that.
I hope you get the corner office, Dean.
I'm going to try.
Good talking to you.
Thanks, Scott.
That's Dean Theory from the he's Vice President, Mortgage Loan Officer here at First International Bank and Trust. Okay, before we go to our guest, this caller wanted to weigh in on the pipelines. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just had, like, a thought. So when I talk to, like, these people about the pipelines and, like, these liberal friends and whatnot, their theory on gun control is if we eliminate guns and we save even one life, that's great. I mean, that's the reason behind it, just saving lives. And then you go to the pipeline and you guys always preach it's safer. Oh, pipelines are safer. I totally agree, but I don't think you guys touch on the fact that, you know, you always say, well, they're going to leak, but it's like they're safer. They actually save lives. So, I mean, my argument to these people that are gun control nuts that want to eliminate guns, like, well, technically, if you pull these off, you know, trucks and train cars, I mean, how many people have ever gotten killed from a pipeline leak or, you know, or something? Probably none or very few, if any. And it's like my argument to them is if your theory on gun control is saving lives, the pipeline, I mean, technically, that saves lives. I mean, all these train accidents and rail accidents. I mean, I think you guys should touch just slightly more on that aspect of how it, you know, it saves lives.
And well, when you say you
nothing, I mean, compared to one life, I guess.
No. You're right. You're absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you anymore. When you say you guys, I'm just giving my opinion. And
I agree.
For one, I mean, I can go to, down through a list of things that the industry talks about, but I don't think the industry does a good enough job defending the need for pipelines. If they went away, do you know how much it would cost you to fill up at the pump? If you didn't have a pipeline delivering gas from a, ultimately a refinery, put it in a pipeline, get it to a, you know, if you didn't have pipelines, you would pay a ridiculous amount of money to fill your car up.
I absolutely agree with you, and I'm totally a fan of it. I mean, I work pipeline. I do that stuff. I mean, I'm big into it, but I try to convince these people that aren't pipeline people, and I think, you know, like Ron Ness and all these other guys, I mean, Harold Hamm, they always say safe, but I don't think they do, like, they don't, everybody doesn't do a good enough job of trying to promote what they mean by safety, and I mean, I think safety is the life that you can't count saved by pipeline. You know what I mean? It's like, that's where I think we should be pushing this or trying to convince people. I mean, I want to convince people that why they're safer, not just say it's safer. You know?
No, that's nothing short of brilliant on your part. It really is. And I agree with you. And I think what happens is too many people in, you know, on Madison Avenue say, safe's the word. You got to use safe. And so go out there and talk about safety. And look, is that important? Of course it is. I do a show every month for an hour talking about safety. And the reason I do, as I always say, is because I want people to get home at night to their families. So, yeah, that's important. And you're right on pipelines because of the truck traffic. And we've seen issues with rail as well. It is the safest. It is. But connect it to what if it was not there? How many more trucks would be on the road? Quantify that by how many accidents happen every day involving trucks. So therefore, you'd have that many percentage more. How many result in a death? You could paint the picture pretty quick. You're exactly right.
And that's what I would love it if you guys would, you know, everybody, even when you talk to like them guys like Bill Hammond or Ron Ness, me, I would love it to hear not just safe, but explain why it's safer. I mean, I want to. I'm on your team, 100%. I'm totally pushing, but you have to explain why it's safer. I mean, it's just, and it seems easy to me. I mean, well, I've actually convinced people. You know, you give them that argument as far as gun safety, one life saved, they go, all right. You know, I guess I kind of get why it's safer. You know, I mean, I'm converting people. I'm trying to, you know, so.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to share this call with the people you suggested, Ron Ness and Harold Hamm. I'm also going to share it with a fellow by the name of Kelsey Warren at Energy Transfer Partners and Matt Ramsey from his team. And because I've heard Kelsey say himself, look, this industry does not do a good enough job explaining these things. We don't. We just sort of our mentality is to hunker down and know we're going to get a bunch of grief from a bunch of, you know, environmental extremists. These are my words, not his. I'm paraphrasing. But you know, I think he would appreciate that argument. He also has talked about what's going on in Minnesota and saying, look, I might be a competitor at Energy Transfer Partners with, for instance, Enbridge, but it is as important to me that Line 3 goes in as it is to them because, you know, all of these arguments against it make no sense. So, I mean, you raise some good points, and I'll make sure I do share it with those folks, and I hope they take your advice, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. He wanted to be anonymous because he was, obviously he works in the industry and he's passionate about this, but doesn't necessarily want his name out there. If you ever prefer to be anonymous when you call, you can, you know. We're perfectly okay with that as well. Just one of the couple of texts here, and then I'll get to our guest. The Century High teacher on administrative leave is getting railroaded. He told a girl who cut her hair because of cancer treatments that he liked her haircut. A different student complained, and now he's on administrative leave pending an investigation. The girl with the haircut was not offended. What a strange world we live in. We will inquire about that on your behalf, for sure. For sure. Appreciate that very much. A swamp problem at Justice and FBI, do you think? Holder, Lynch, and Comey are proof. Yeah, exactly. But the problem is Holder's gone, Lynch is gone, Comey's gone. Why do we still have a problem there? That was my point on that. I mean, this is ridiculous, you know? Speaking in absolutes is always wrong. To say that all or none of the money will come back are both incorrect. Some of the money will come back, but most of it never will, simply because it's protected from the U.S. government being overseas. If companies are going to expand, they are going to borrow the money like they always do. The only hope we have is that lower taxes will stimulate activity. Well, it always does stimulate activity, though. That does work. Another texter says, Greg Schmidt is that teacher, had him way back when. All right. Let me know. Do you agree that, well, of course, you weren't there if he had him way back when, but I appreciate that very much. One more text, and I'll go to our guest. I'm sure Heidi has hundreds or thousands of calls. She will not declare for the tax bill in advance and will only vote for it after it has the votes to pass. She's a Washington swamp think liberal. She skirts all questions to manipulate the gullible North Dakotans that put her in office to begin with in hopes they will do it again. The liberal agenda is as invasive as Sharia. Socialism, Sharia in direct conflict with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Well, if the liberal agenda was as invasive as Sharia, then I think there would be enough ammunition to challenge it in court and go to the constitutionality. That happened a number of times under the Obama administration, and there were victories. But I think you're going too far by saying the liberal agenda is as invasive as Sharia, because if it was, that would have been challenged. It's wrong, in my view, and we ought to fight about it, but that's about who do you want representing you, and how do you want them to vote? And I believe, as far as Senator Heitkamp is concerned, we want her to vote on this tax reform bill, and we ought not play the political games. We ought just call and say, please vote for it. Please vote for it. Simple as that. Okay. Sorry, I'm getting behind here, and I don't want to be, but a lot going on today. I've been talking all morning about what I want to talk about next, and that is hyperbaric oxygen treatment. And we've been blessed to be joined by Ed Fogarty, the chair of the Department of Radiology at UND. Ed, how are you? Thanks for waiting.
How are you?
I'm well, sir. I've seen this work firsthand in someone I know. Can you explain to the listeners why you believe it is as good as it is?
Well, it's, I guess the most incredible case that I've seen, in my research with, Dr. Paul Harch at LSU in, the last 10 years has been, this 2.5-year-old near drowning victim whose brain shrunk 20%, nearly 20%, after an anoxic brain injury from drowning, and in a fairly critical time frame, the parents of this child got this child to Dr. Harch and LSU hyperbaric department, and they were able to
That's what we call research to back something up is what he's describing here, folks. And I would argue a miracle. Incredible story. We'll let him explain more when we come back. I saw a miracle. My friend Rusty Orton, you know, who had a bomb injury in Iraq. More coming up.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering. things on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have affordable parts for
it. Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night. Stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Lenders out there rely on First International Bank and Trust, have for generations. This is a family-owned business. Extension family's been at this for a long, long time, and they have good people and good posts. First International Bank and Trust is new to Bismarck, but not new to North Dakota, as we always say. And Brad Thompson is a senior ag commercial lender here in Bismarck. So for growers, ranchers around this area, get to know Brad. If you don't feel like you have a fair shake, go and give Brad a call. And Brad's good to see you. How are you?
I'm just great. How are you, Scott?
Good. What's your phone ringing about these days? What are folks talking about?
Well, I tell you what, you know, it's been a challenge this year with a little bit of a drought here in North Dakota. Commodity prices aren't quite as good as we'd like to see them. So it's been a little bit of a challenge for some of these farmers and ranchers out there.
That's when you need a good banker.
There you go. Right, you need a bank that's going to stick with you through thick and thin. And that's one thing about First International is we, First International Bank and Trust, we originated out in the western part of the state, out in Arnigard, and then relocated to Watford City shortly after that. We've been in existence for over 105 years now, and our backbone is farming and ranching and also business lending as well. But that's kind of where we got our start is with the farm and ranch lending.
751-8500 to call them. The direct number is 751-8583. Brad Thompson, Senior Ag Commercial Lender here at First International Bank and Trust. Anything else you want to tell folks about?
I tell you what, come in and visit with us, and we'll sit and visit with anybody. We'll listen to your story, and we'll see what we can do to help you.
All right. So, yeah, at times like this require somebody shoulder to shoulder, right?
That is correct,
Absolutely.
Scott.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Brad. Thank you.
Thank you.
More of our conversation now with Dr. Fogarty. We're talking about hyperbaric medicine and how this has worked. You were telling a story before the break about a two-and-a-half-year-old. That's the Eden Carlson story, right?
Correct. And, you know, there's never been a case report in the history of medicine that I've ever seen or anyone else has pointed out to me where we have a proven methodology of showing a 20% brain regrowth. And there are more and more of these children that are coming down to New Orleans and being treated by Dr. Harch and the LSU team. But, you know, the other major thing that I've seen in research, and this is coming now from around the world, but our phase one safety study on hyperbaric medicine, which was performed on 40 U.S. Military veterans, was published in the Journal of Neurotrauma in 2012. And through that, we saw a 15-point IQ increase. And I got to see through the functional brain imaging called SPECT, this incredible change in the molecular dynamics of how our neurons and our neurological networks are reconnecting and normalizing their output across various networks and connections. That research piece has then been kind of validated, well, massively validated, actually, by the Israelis. And Dr. Shai Afradi, who's in Israel, has a huge hyperbaric center with 40-person chambers. And they did a diffusion tensor MRI, very advanced tractography type of study. And they showed with hyperbaric medicine that damaged tracts in PTSD and TBI type of injury patterns are actually regrown with the hyperbaric intervention. And, you know, just, you know, people ask me, you know, how does this work? And I've run through a lot of urban and rural circles and academics and farming community. And my grain elevator pitch is this. These are turbochargers of cellular economy. These chambers open up our source code DNA and start basically producing a whole bunch of regenerative proteins, and they accelerate the healing that is natural in all of our bodies.
And folks, I want you to know, this is the chair of the Department of Radiology for the University of North Dakota, okay, that has done amazing work. It has a health, you know, medical school there that is phenomenal. You're in Bismarck, but you've been doing this a long time. This isn't like some crackpot deal, folks. And it's amazing to me that the medical community blows this off, that insurance companies blow this off, and it changes lives. I saw it in my buddy Rusty Ort, who got an age waiver to get into the Guard, went over to Iraq, got a bomb injury, came back, and they kept pumping him through of meds. He was a vegetable, for crying out. He goes down to Dr. Harch in New Orleans. Shrapnel is coming out of his skin. And they claimed he didn't even have a bomb injury, that he faked it, for crying out loud. And his brain scan was the worst any doctor had ever seen in I don't know how many years. Now he's functioning and incredible despite the TBI. This works. This changes lives in so many areas. I only have about a half a minute left, but just talk about, you talked about the drowning victims, and there's a lot of them that have been now like 39 that have had this. They were in a vegetative state until this treatment, okay? What else? Quickly, what else can it help?
Well, acute concussions. So one of our IHMF board members, Daphne Denham, is in Chicago, and she's treating acutely concussed hockey players and football players that are elite athletes in the North Chicago suburbs. And she's seeing within even an hour or two, these kids are going from photophobia and can't think straight to, I can take that ACT test tomorrow. And And it's, again, it's one of those things that, you know, we were taught in medical school. I went through the University of Nebraska Medical Center back in the 90s. The brain can't heal itself. And Dr. Hartsch has been doing this for 30 years. And
yeah,
very quietly,
right.
Continually putting this out that you can heal the brain with hyperbarics.
Get his book, first of all. And the laundry list of things that helps is really incredible. And I want to stay on this tiger on the tail for sure, because Big Pharma doesn't like it. I don't care what Big Pharma likes. I care about miracles and saving lives, and they're keeping it out and buying off Blue Cross Blue Shield and everybody else. It's ridiculous. We've got to fix this. Dr. Fogarty, thank you so much for your time. God bless you, folks. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, are you looking to influence the direction of your industry and have a voice in how your soybean checkup dollars are invested? Consider serving as a district representative on the North Dakota Soybean Council Board of Directors. Simply nominate yourself or someone in your county with a passion to serve the soybean industry. Requirements include attending 4 2-day meetings in Fargo and serving on one of 4 council committees. Not ready for board service? Consider serving as a county representative. In late December, nomination forms will be sent to soybean farmers in Cass, Stetsman, Lemoore, and Dickey counties, as well as to farmers in a 13-county area of northwestern North Dakota. Have questions or would like more information? Call me, Diana Biedelsbacher, at the North Dakota Soybean Council office or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.